All right, Kennedy, are you there? After show podcast, we each bring a topic and then we discuss. Nobody knows what the other people on the show are going to bring up. It could be something that happened on the show to dive deeper, or it could be something that we're not allowed to talk about on the air, so we talk about here because Sal can't control us on the podcast. Well, that's not true. He probably could.
He really he absolutely
I actually could. Asked permission yeah. to talk about any of this
Andy,
stuff.
Was that your evil villain laugh?
Do I sound like Count Chocula?
You sound like the Count from Sesame Street.
Yes. One cherry cream pie.
That would be
Ooh,
my
that's
evil
a good one.
Laugh.
Yeah,
that's
you're good.
That's really good. You need to like, have your fingers all.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's
excellent.
It.
Excellent. And we do ask, well, I'm asking, if you leave us a 5-star review. I would appreciate it very much. I'm trying to get us to 100 reviews.
Yeah.
I want 100. I don't know why. It just seems like a nice round number.
It's fair.
And then once I get to 100, I'll probably move the goalpost.
So this happened again, Carson.
What?
We had 61 yesterday.
I do remember that.
No, we got 60.
We have 60.
Oh, how does that happen?
Who is deleting them?
I honestly don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if they fall off after. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, get Steve Jobs on the phone. Let's find out what's going on with the Apple podcasting app.
R.I.P.
Need a psychic medium for that.
Oh, is he? Okay. Anyway, so leave us a 5-star review. We would appreciate it. Kennedy, as always, you're up first. Which are you going to read a review?
I can, yeah.
Okay.
So this one here from Sweet 12.
Okay. Sweet 12. Hi,
Five
Sweet.
Stars.
Okay.
A highlight of my day. I've been a longtime listener to the Carson Kennedy Show, and I love this crew. Carson Kennedy, Annie, and Dan are part of my morning routine, and I get a bonus 20 minutes of fun mm-hmm. to listen to with the Unfiltered After Show.
That is true.
I'm all for helping people achieve their goals. So, Carson, here you go.
Oh, thank
Hashtag another one.
Hashtag.
Oh! Hey!
These are my people. I'm giving you a virtual hug. Thank you for doing that. Again, leave us a 5-star review wherever you're listening. I know sometimes it might be hard to find it, but it's worth the work. I promise you. Kennedy, what you got?
Okay, so I don't really think this. I'm not just going to go around the table with this one, but okay. Yesterday, you know, we've been talking about like what should I do for vacation. I have a lot of, you know, I've got like 3 weeks to burn here,
right.
And I'm just not knowing what to do. And I really wanted to go out west and see my sister, so I talked to my sister yesterday, and she kind of was like,
"You're not invited."
Yep.
Mm. I wondered.
Do they not feel comfortable with you coming because they haven't seen you?
COVID.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they're more hermit-like than I am, which is saying something.
Wow.
They've worked from home for
since March.
No, for 10 decades.
They've been
working from home always. They've always worked from home.
Right.
So this has sort of always been their norm.
Do they homeschool as well? Are the kids not old enough?
She goes to Montessori school.
Oh, okay.
So she's, you know, got her iPad in the room and
sure.
she does school that way. But yeah, because she was kind of like, well, I got to ask her husband. And I was like, look it, I totally understand. I was not expecting that at all. And I was like, I understand, you know, respect everything you're doing.
The comfortability levels of other people.
Like, I haven't
sure.
seen my niece in 2 years.
Right.
Yeah, it's tough.
You
that
know,
sucks.
And I just, like, you know, because I know, Carson, you were talking about your sister-in-law coming and, you know, you're being uncomfortable with it as well. And I totally understand it. You know what I mean? Like, I get it, but.
Right. And it's not because, like, I don't think, and I know you feel this, your sister feels the same way. It's not because of anything that you would do. It's just the circumstance that surrounds
this.
Yeah,
she was like, can you get here without getting on an airplane? You know, like, that might have been a deal if I was
like
driving.
Like, you could just drive out there, yeah.
You know, which I'm not adverse to. Like, I thought about doing a road trip, but
yeah.
in December, driving to Colorado,
no.
I have no desire to do that.
That sounds miserable.
That's a long drive, too.
Well, the drive doesn't bother me. I love road trips. It would be fun, but I don't.
Well,
I'm just not good at driving in the snow, and I don't need to do. You know what I mean? And it's really bad.
We're just getting your insurance rates down to be manageable.
Thank you.
I don't need you getting.
I feel
so it just
everything
really
is so
sucks
because you want to respect people's comfortability levels. Of course, I mean, I think that's the most important thing, and it's your sister, it's your family, but it's also like, do you stop living your life? Do you know what I mean? Do you stop seeing the people you love?
Mm-hmm. So I'm bummed. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that really sucks.
I'm sorry.
You want to come to Aruba with me now?
Yeah.
You want to come to San Diego with me?
I mean, you know, there's a million other things I can do, and I get it. But it just, you know, I don't see them. They're not here. I don't have them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that sucks. But anyway. Yeah. All right. Somebody else talk. Bring it up.
Ooh, I need to switch what I was going to talk about.
Were you going to be a downer, too?
It wasn't a downer, but it was definitely more personal. And now I feel like I'm going to switch it up. I'll save that one for another day. Let's talk about yes on question two.
Okay.
Because I think this is pretty interesting.
What is question two? I have no idea.
Question two is changing the way we vote. So right now, you vote for one person, okay? So let's just use like the Bernie Sanders election thing as an example. So what happened was with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, it kind of split the vote with those two people running for president, right?
Yep.
And Donald Trump won. So what they're going to do is change or potentially change the way the votes are counted. So let's say you were a Bernie Sanders fan.
Mm-hmm.
You would put Bernie Sanders first. Then you would put Hillary Clinton second. Okay? So then when the election happens, Bernie Sanders gets 1% of the vote, right? But takes away enough that Hillary Clinton doesn't beat Donald Trump. So your vote would then switch from Bernie Sanders to Hillary Clinton. That would have given Hillary Clinton enough to beat Donald Trump.
Exactly.
So it doesn't splinter the same party so much.
Huh.
It's a big problem, I think, in the Democratic Party. We've seen probably in the last 5-10 years because there's people that are so liberal, like an AOC or something of that
and
vein.
Then there's more moderate.
Exactly. Right. But the Democratic Party can't come together for a candidate.
But so Bernie wasn't on the ballot 4 years. Are you talking about writing votes?
No, I'm talking about when he was, I think when...
The primaries, you mean? Well,
yeah, maybe it was for the primaries.
But they're
splitting up, right? The votes. Some people are... It's just like Kanye West running right now, okay? So if you vote for Kanye West, that means you're not voting for
Joe Biden.
So now what you would have to do is you would have to rank them. One for Kanye West, two for Joe Biden. Then if Kanye West gets 1% of the vote, if he doesn't get above a certain threshold, that vote doesn't go to Kanye West. Your second choice is Joe Biden. Joe Biden would get that vote, and that might possibly push him to beat Donald Trump. Does that explain it better?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So you do, you rank your picks instead of just making one, because some people will pick somebody who's running who has zero chance of winning.
Like the Tea Party and like all that stuff.
Joe Jorgensen is running independently this year.
Right. They don't want your vote to get like wasted, for a lack of better terms.
And I know some people that did not vote
in the last election.
In the last election because they weren't voting for the front runner, they didn't vote for anybody.
Or they wrote Harambe in.
Right. Yeah.
Stuff like that. Like that shouldn't be happening.
Right. All of that stuff would go away. You would have to pick first place, second place, third place, and then that would hopefully make it more equal when they count the ballots.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't hate the idea of the debate because it's something that obviously that's never happened before, and I feel like there's something to be said for if this can actually work.
Right.
You know?
And like I said, it's only for the candidates who don't make a certain threshold.
I
think they have to get above like 10%. So yeah, if Kanye West doesn't get above 10%, then who else would you have voted for?
Exactly.
And let's count those towards, you know.
You know, an actual candidate.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I like
it. It's interesting.
Yeah, I like it. I think I'm going to vote yes for it. I think it's an interesting concept.
Thank you for that lesson.
There you go. That's all I got.
Okay.
I mean, that's not really what I had. I'll save mine for tomorrow.
Cute.
It's Friday.
Not tomorrow. Monday.
All right. I'll talk about it with myself on the drive home today.
That's important.
I do that all the time.
Same.
Yeah. I do it here. I'm in a little studio. I talk to myself all day.
In the shower, I'm like, okay, replay all the scenarios in your head and get them out. Okay. If you could be a ghost for a day, who would you haunt and why?
Living or dead or just...
Yeah, if you want to haunt a dead person, I guess.
Does it have to be spooky haunt, or can I just hang out?
Like, yeah,
no,
so you just get
No,
to...
you want to haunt them. Oh. Not be like Casper. You want to...
Oh, so I'm trying to terrify this person and make them feel bad.
Yes.
Oh, I don't want to be a mean ghost.
But you could be.
You got to scare somebody. Let's see. Who do I want to scare? Who would you scare?
Well, I don't want to get too into it. My first reaction would be the current resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But I think... But I would do Casey Anthony.
Casey Anthony,
I don't know if you remember her trial. She murdered her kid and she got off.
Oh, that's right.
I think about it all the time because it was one of the first trials that I really followed. And I don't do well with people that hurt children. And I want to haunt her. Oh. I also want to haunt people like Jimmy Butler from the Heat for beating the Celtics, like a little bit more.
Yeah.
Casual one, I would say. You guys don't want to haunt anybody?
No, I do. I'm just trying to think of who I hate the most.
the person I'm thinking of is dead.
So you can't do that.
So I can't do that.
Hmm. I'm just trying to think of really awful people and not just a celebrity I don't like. Right. From trying to, like Harvey Weinstein. I'm really going to be awful.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein's a good one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll hunt Bill Cosby. I don't know.
Ooh, that's good.
That's actually harder than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Harvey Weinstein comes to mind.
Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell, we can haunt her. She's awful.
Each one of my ex-boyfriends comes to mind.
I would just bop around, you know? One day you're here, the next day you're here.
I like the idea of haunting my ex-wife.
Just for a little bit.
Yeah, just
while mess with her.
How would you haunt people?
I know how he'd get her.
How would your ghost move?
She would. She sits in her garage smoking cigarettes and watching Fox News.
Oh, so I was that just, sounds geez. Fun.
So that's the just, dream right there, yeah. boy. Why is it that people who watch Fox News hide?
I don't know.
She'd probably not hide, but.
No, she doesn't hide where she lives.
I think Kanye West.
Do you want to haunt him?
Yep.
Huh.
Okay.
I want to just like go. I don't want to make him feel bad because I know he's working with a lot.
Yeah. I don't want
to. But conversely, I feel like somebody needs to
mess with them.
Maybe just drive him back into one lane instead of being in 10.
I like that. Yeah. Like I don't want to hurt these people. I just want to I want to move their glass out of the way. Yeah. Like I want them to be like, am I losing? You know what I mean?
All right. I got my pick.
Okay.
Kennedy.
You would?
You absolutely would.
You already do, though.
I know, but he would. Imagine him in your house.
Why would you do that, though? Kennedy's hanging on by a thread as it is. Leave her alone.
That's what friends do, Dan.
That's what friends are for. That's what Carson does.
No sleeping.
Well, I already don't sleep, so, you know, bring it on, buddy. Bring it on.
I said Bill Cosby. I'll hunt Bill Cosby. Okay. He's old. He'll probably die from it. It'll be cool.
All right. What you got? What you got, Dan?
Moving around the stuff in his jail cell. Where's my ramen, yo?
Pudding pops.
I would eat a Jello pudding pop right now if I could.
You sounded like Don Pardo when you said that. Do you know who that is?
The voice of Saturday Night Live.
He was the old voice of SNL, yeah.
So I just pulled a bunch of random questions, and we're not going to go through all of them, but I think they're just interesting to hear, like, what your perspective would be on them.
Okay.
Just as, like, conversation starters, if you will. We'll just run through a couple until we're bored, and we'll stop. This one is for just the ladies. Would you rather have a lover who only lasts for 60 seconds every time or for 60 minutes every time, and that's not with foreplay? So would you rather be over quickly or would you rather sit through it for an hour every time, no matter what?
I think 60 seconds, to be honest with you.
I would say that's a long time.
Huh?
60 seconds is a long time.
No, 60 minutes is a long time. I would say 60 seconds, too.
No, 60 seconds is a long time for me, Dan.
Yeah, I would have to do 60 seconds. 60 minutes, I'd be in pain.
It just would be boring.
Yeah, I'd be like, get off of
me. If there's nothing else happening, just that.
Great. I'd be like, can I watch a movie in the background?
60
once. Remember the Titans is on? I'm like, can you move your head?
Left side!
Jong side!
61 seconds is all I need.
All right, if you found a book and it had everything that was ever said about you behind your back written in it, would you, positive and negative, would you read the book?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I would never open it.
I would read it.
Absolutely.
You're too nosy.
Yeah.
Nope.
I wouldn't want that in my
mental
state.
It's always interesting to hear what people would say about you, positive and negative. Most of it probably true.
No, I know. People are the worst. I don't think I'd open that book. I think it'd be too bad for my...
I don't need to read my own burn book. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't want to hear...
I know what people say about me.
Especially, I knew who I used to be, too. I don't need to open that book.
Meh. I met him.
Meh.
He's meh.
That fucking guy.
Meh. No. What even that? I didn't even get that.
I got meh.
That's probably even worse.
I know.
No strong opinion.
Yeah, there you go.
Right place at the right time.
I forgot about that.
Oh, you're petty Betty.
Yeah, right place, right
time.
Not only
petty, it's factual. I'm sorry.
Right place, right time.
That's a little behind the scenes, and no one knows what you're saying.
A lot of inside jokes. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, inside jokes is the unfiltered after show. You get the inside jokes on. We don't get to do that on the radio. You don't get to tell inside jokes.
And no, we will never explain any of that.
No,
we just can't because anytime we do it, our boss is like, "You can't tell that joke because nobody gets it." But on the unfiltered after show, we can do whatever we want.
Meh. And right off the top of your head, what do you wish people would shut up about?
I mean, COVID is too easy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Masks, I mean, obviously. Elections.
I really like listening to what people have to say, though,
to be
honest with
you.
Like, I know the election stuff is really overwhelming, but, I mean, opinions are important.
All right, unpopular opinion. First day of school photos. Okay, I said it.
Oh, yeah, I don't care what your kid looks like at all.
Because you guys don't have any.
Yeah, no. And no one cares about
they
your
do.
Kid as much as you care about
no,
your kid.
It's, no, it's... Like, Dan, it's like saying, okay, and here's what I'm going to disprove your theory. Okay?
There's no thing to disprove. I don't like it.
I'm
That's
with
okay.
her.
That's I'm
not a theory.
I don't have to like it. It's
Dan,
fine.
Dan, you have a cute dog, right?
Sure.
And what happens when you see one of your friends post a cute picture of their cute dog? Or their cute dog comes by, you're like, oh, come here, dog.
Yeah, dogs are way better than kids. It's not
because you have a dog and you can relate. And I'm telling you, when you have a kid, something happens.
But we
and
don't,
you become,
so we don't like it. You can't talk me
I'm
into
not
this.
Saying, I'm not trying to talk you into it. I'm just telling you why parents do it and other parents
you
appreciate it.
You do it because you like your kid and you right. want to show off your kid. That's and, why you do it.
And other parents like it.
Other family members, yeah. I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Family,
other
members.
Family members.
Sure, family members.
You do it
members.
For clicks. That's why you do it. That's
sure.
why we all do it.
Everybody wants to show off their kid.
Correct.
That's just a thing.
Yeah, of course.
Guess what? Some of your kids aren't that great. I'm just going
to
say
you don't do it for clicks. I mean, everybody takes the first day of school photos. I have photos.
You know why? Because everybody does it online. That's why.
But they
whatever.
Were doing it before online.
But they didn't share it with anybody. It sat in a book.
You know how many Polaroid photos
Well, you
photos
had it hanging up on the wall. No. Had it on the fridge.
I just went back to my house and my mom took.
She took all your pictures
me
on the wall?
Me and my brother and my sister are donezo. Right.
Is your bedroom a home gym now?
Annie, your graduation picture is still up at my house, so.
That's wholesome. That's wholesome-ass content right there. You're a real friend.
It's right. true.
You're a down-ass bitch.
All right, next question.
All right, this will be the last one. Which celebrity death hit you the hardest in your life?
Fritz.
Mac Miller. I just had this conversation. That's so funny.
Celebrity.
I'm still hurt about Prince. I'm still mad at him.
I watch Mac Miller's Tiny Desk concert at least once a month, and I have a nice cry for myself.
No.
I just.
I know, right?
I know it's tough because I'm trying to think of one and nothing's jumping right.
Kobe out was
to
pretty
me.
Bad.
Yeah, Kobe's tough.
Because Kobe was just.
I thought
so
there was
brutal.
One last year that kind of hit me.
I don't know.
2019 seems like it was 6 years ago.
Honestly.
What was there was a celebrity there. Like it hit me in a weird place.
Like Kobe died this year. That feels like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He died in January.
Oh.
Remember, we had to talk about it.
Yeah.
Not had to, of course, but.
Yeah.
That feels like light years ago.
For before times.
Seriously. BC.
Look on Google, celebrity deaths from 2019.
I mean, Robin Williams was a bummer.
Yeah, that one was bad.
Yeah, that was.
When did he pass away?
Is that 17?
I don't know.
Robin Williams.
19, Luke Perry. No. I don't know.
Robin Williams died in 2014.
Wow.
Holy crap.
I know time really does fly. Isn't that weird?
It's weird. Weird vibes.
All right, I don't want to end on a bummer. Screw that. One more. How do you tell someone
my accountant died recently? That's weird.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, I guess accountants die too.
Yeah.
Not a celebrity, but.
No, I know.
A number, a number celebrity.
Local celeb.
Yes, celebrity in my world.
got me that money back.
Kept me the tax. Kept the tax man away. And I'm like, yeah, it's weird when your accountant dies. They're like, not responding to emails for a while, and we're like, what happened?
Where is Larry?
I know. He's. We're like, and then you're like, how long do you have to wait after you found out that he's died before you can ask about your taxes?
Right.
Yeah, that's an awkward thing.
You know, like a month, 2 months, because our taxes are really late. It's October. They were supposed to be filed back in March.
Oopsies.
You still haven't filed them?
No.
Oh, Jesus. Mary and Joseph.
He died. I don't know. It's taken a while, I guess, to get everything in the office in order. All right. What you got, Dan?
What is the cringiest thing you have done that still haunts you to this day?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that too much?
That's good.
All right. How do you tell someone they stink without offending them?
You stink.
And we're done.
Aggressive Annie.
And we're done.
Aggressive Annie.
Aggro Annie.
If you're offended by that, like, I'm that's a good friend move.
I would never
if you
say
smell
that.
Like, hey, bro, you don't smell great.
I would never say a thing.
You would just breathe through your mouth.
Yep. One of my best friends was... like bad at a party, and I was like, come into the bathroom with me, and I found deodorant for her, and I put it on her. I'm not letting you stink at a party. You're gonna be the stinky girl.
No, when I was in the army, if you came into your bunk and there was soap on the bed, you knew.
That's pretty good.
Like, hey,
no, I don't do passive aggressive. We're straightforward here.
No,
you smell.
It happened to a couple of guys I know. Like, they come up, come back to their room, and they're soaked.
Bar of soap.
How did they react? Because I feel like that would be like a gut punch. Like, oh,
that,
the
but that's
smelly
part
guy.
Of Army. Like, you have to be
clean. You,
you have to be clean, and you have to be, like, all of these things.
Yeah, because you're living life so close to one another.
It's just part of, like, being a soldier.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you got to take care of all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Bar of soap.
There you go. That's nicer to end on.
Yeah.
You stink.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.